Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I went by my old neighborhood in Paris the other day. The school is still there. That's the one where, in 1942, during the Nazi occupation, police took 165 Jewish children from their classrooms. Their parents never saw them again. I told you about these kids last year during some immigration flap. I never thought I'd have to again, but something weird is happening. America has gotten into the business of separating children from their parents. The targets of this new policy are would-be immigrants fleeing hardship and violence in their own countries. Until now, families like this were kept together as they made their way through the asylum and immigration process. But our government, hoping to discourage people from coming here illegally, has begun using cruelty as a deterrent. Our president blamed this on, quote, bad laws passed by the Democrats. But there are no such laws. And America has never systematically split up the families of new arrivals, not since we did that on the auction block back in the days of slavery. Since October, at least 700 children have been taken from their parents at our southwestern border. Some were infants as young as 12 months old. A few were literally yanked from their parents' arms. All were put in holding centers or foster care. Parents have gone for months without knowing where their kids are. Many still don't. Psychologists say the trauma of separation could cause lasting emotional damage for the children. It also turns out the government has lost contact with nearly 1,500 foreign kids placed in foster care after arriving in the U.S. without their parents. In fairness, that was under the last administration. But the current one has done almost nothing to fix the problem. Worse, it's added nearly 700 more kids to the same flawed system. I used to think that evil was an outdated concept, useful for describing Nazis and slavery, but a bit imprecise, subjective for today's more civilized world. Not anymore. I'm sorry, but there's really only one word to describe the deliberate separation of children from their parents, whatever the goal. And if we support that practice, rationalize it, or even tolerate it, we too are evil. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.